Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And I think that there's been plenty of elections that people have later thought, oh, man, I wish I'd voted differently.
I think so, yes.
Right, yeah. Usually you're upset about it, maybe say something, but if you make a mistake, and in this case, this is in India, where a guy, he made a mistake, but the thing is that his mistake was that he really did accidentally vote wrong.
Well,
and
sorry about your luck, bud.
Yeah, well, he took it pretty hard. He chopped off his own finger to punish himself.
Wow.
You know, so
how did he make it this far in life? Is that the worst thing he's ever done?
He may feel that way at this point.
Good grief.
It's in a now viral video where he's shown with a bandaged index finger following the election.
Ew.
Hey, what happened there, Pawan?
Yeah.
Because that's his name.
That's his name.
Yeah,
got
Pawan
it.
Kumar. And the symbol for the governing, I'm going to have to use their symbols, BJP party, because I can't.
Because you can't pronounce it.
I can't pronounce Bihar,
right.
Tararo Yaya. This is who Kumar ended up voting for, is a lotus. And the symbol of the BSP party, which he had intended to vote for, is an elephant.
Oops.
He says, I wanted to vote for the elephant, but I voted for the flower by mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty serious to him. He's taking it so seriously.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is that the BSP is a regional party that has allied with two others against the BJP. And here's the thing is that after Indian voters cast their ballots in order to prevent voter fraud, which is good.
Yeah.
Their fingers are marked in ink.
Oh.
And so therefore, everybody can see
who you voted for.
Right.
That's pretty brutal.
Yep. Not if you lop your finger off.
All they have to do is just douse everybody in like a green color that everybody's the same.
Yeah.
Morons.
Oh, right.
So if you chop your finger off, nobody knows.
That's right.
All right. That makes a little more sense. Well, I mean, not that I would do that, but.
No. Oh, I think you would, Jill.
I'd go find some white paint and put it right on over.
It's like,
there's other ways, buddy.
I think you could just leave it bandaged.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just throw a band-aid on it.
Hey, take your bandage off. We want to see who you voted for.
Ooh, no, I poked my finger. No can do for 6 days.
And so he says that he intended to cast a vote for the regional party, but the various symbols on the machine confused him.
He probably really did mean to vote for them, but then his friends gave him grief. So then he was like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Like, I tell you what, I'll chop my finger off. I'll prove to you that I didn't.
Gonna say.
Yeah. And so here, hold my beer. But the thing is that if anyone's wondering, it's like, well, what's the deal? Well, symbols are important in elections in India because the literacy is so low in these areas where this is going on. And so then they have the regional parties and alliances that tend to confuse the voters on purpose.
I was going to say literacy is so low that they don't know the difference between an elephant and a flower.
Well,
or
there's that. Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Huh.
So anyway,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I just kind of like going with seeing the headline and not knowing anything else about the story, because the story kind of, you know, actually explains it, which is, well, really a little less exciting than
it really is.
The headline was,
hence
Indian man cuts off a finger after voting for wrong party. And I'm like, all right. There we go.
Info.
You've only got, five elections before you can lose a hand, you know.
Be smart next time.
That's right. You know, I just keep voting for the wrong. Well, you know, you got 10 votes total
to
figure this out. So, all right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.